So, you know, if that actually is the case, and Satan actually will give you stuff, it's a way better deal, obviously.
But in that, you know, also in Christianity, it's thought of that, you know, Satan is will eventually lose. He has to eventually... Oh, that sounds a lot quieter.
Yeah, I was just staring out the room.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't planning on leaving that fan on when we were recording.
This is Lords of the Game.
Are we doing this? Really? Wait for it. Are we doing this? Wait for it.
Ah! Into the flame! Into the fire! With no regard for a thing but that I'm the lord of the game! I rule this empire!
I am the god of hellfire!
Lord of the game! On the reign of a lord that you claim...
Alright, folks.
Where's the book for Phantasy Star?
Oh, yeah, it's over here. We are loading up the next game in our show, which is...
Which we can...
hear now.
This and if you know that music, then you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Because these are the lords of the game gonna play Double Dragon.
Yes, for the Master System.
For the Master System. Two players simultaneously, 8-bit Double Dragon, the graphics blink on and off incessantly.
Oh, I guess I won't actually look at the... Wait, are we playing now?
Okay. We are. That was a little like it starts to play by itself. Here we go, mission one. All right,
we're playing now. All right,
they're going to sock that bitch, take her away, and now they're going to pay for that.
And
there's
what
no
kind
one
of car is in the driveway, though?
It looks like a... Probably a Trans Am or a Camaro.
What's that movie with Woody... was it Woody Harrelson directed Camaro?
Did Woody Harrelson direct that?
What was that movie called? Trans Am? Or, you know, where he goes over and the Hmong people are there, and he's like, I don't understand your stupid ways.
Oh, Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like my Mercury Montego. That's actually the same. In fact, the color of his 1972 Gran Torino in that film was the same as my 1972 Mercury Montego, which would be Ford's Ivy Glimmer Metallic, which is an absolutely classic color for a classic American muscle car.
Nice. All right, now, so what can you tell the listeners about this game, Andrew?
Well, okay, Double Dragon.
You're the expert on this
one. You know, I'm not, you know.
It's like there's a BBC poster
right,
up in the background. Right,
there is, BBC Zero, because there is no BBC Zero.
Oh,
but,
is this an English title?
Master System was very popular.
Oh, yeah,
in
that's
Europe,
right. Yeah.
Where no one kind of heard of it here, and we all just played it. Abobo, kill him, kick him,
oh, yeah.
Kick him.
Anyone
kick
familiar
him,
with Double Dragon knows the dreaded Abobo is the large Filipino man. With the
did I tell you about the dream I had about where I was at the drive-in movie theater? And then, like, we were served ribs by some, like, car hop.
Yeah.
And then, like, this car hop comes out and brings us, like, these barbecued ribs. And, like, I look in the back seat of, like, in this convertible or whatever, and there's, like, an Abobo in the back seat.
Oh, wow.
And we get served these ribs, okay? And, I take a bite, I forget who I was with in the dream, but I take a bite and I'm like, these ribs don't taste right. And the person I'm with is like, yeah, no, these are kind of weird. And then I'm like, holy crap.
I don't
crap.
Like where this
yeah,
is going.
Holy crap, these are people. And then we realize they're people. And just as then, like, we look behind us and, like, the Bobo's eating him. And we're like,
oh no,
he has a taste for people now. And, like, just then he's about to, like, just attack and eat us. And,
yeah. Man, I'm getting my ass kicked. How many continues do you get in this game?
I'm not... A lot. Enough.
Okay.
And,
are you going to be able to beat this one on, like, Phantasy
me,
Star?
Me and Kali D almost did.
Yeah.
We came real close.
Shouts out to Kali D.
Shouts out to Kali D420.
Yeah, over in Connecticut right now, just laying low.
Laying low down in... East Coast.
Yeah, but, you know...
He was too NorCal for NorCal.
Pretty much. but yeah, he is missed, but he may return one fine day. Or you got 3,000 bonus points for...
We do miss him, and he shouldn't come looking for his car.
Oh, we can't talk about that one. I've been instructed specifically not to talk about what happened to his car.
Oh. What car? I don't even think he had a car, did he?
Oh, no, 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 no. Anyways.
Yeah.
What is going on? We're now in, like... Okay, so first you're farting street level. I don't know if how similar the Master System version is to the other versions of...
Well, the levels are the same. They just look better, and the characters flash a lot more.
Yeah, you know, in that classic Master System
and that
8 flash.
System flashing that they do.
Ugh.
Man. Kick!
Yeah, once you figure out how you can do a jump kick in this game by pressing both buttons,
yes.
You're a little better off. All right, I'm going to pick up this baseball bat.
Knee you in the head.
Quickly lost
because
some punk rock guy.
Because.
And by the way, in the late 80s, just like punk rockers
were just considered to be
scum of the earth.
They were shooting up heroin and stacking babies on spikes.
Yeah.
They were just trying to corrupt your children. They were doing everything that you wouldn't...
Everything that they do now, but it was...
But it was just considered much worse at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess punks still do all those things.
Yeah, no, there's still
scum
of the earth.
You know what? You know what?
And shouts out to Pat the NES Punk, but I'm going to make it a troll shout out because that guy's annoying.
Yeah, that guy, What made him such a tastemaker?
I don't know. He was just kind of one of those guys that came out during like the
he had a nicer microphone than us
era. No, he's not a podcaster. He's a videocaster, so he spends time creating these elaborate videos about. They kind of tie into
like
his real life.
Like that crap I was trying to write.
Oh, well, see, I wish you would make a TV show.
Well, that's how... Don't tell the people all our... Don't give all our Joker's cards away now.
Yeah. That's, on the DL.
Oh, the Sega box! The unsold cartridges... The unsold Alex Kidd cartridges.
Yeah.
Throw them at them!
Yes,
throw
box,
them at somebody!
Giant box that says
Sega.
You had Alex Kidd.
Yes,
game.
I do.
That was like the original flagship Sega product.
That didn't sell well because it was poorly marketed.
Like before Sonic, there was Alex Kidd, 2 D's, right?
Alex Kidd.
Alright, I'm at my like third continue here or something.
Jeez. So are these are transgender individuals we're fighting, right?
Well, I think that was
the justification.
No, that's for what game was that? Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage. Okay, so this I'm just punching a woman.
You're literally
badass.
Punching a woman.
She's a badass though.
Yeah.
She's not to be reckoned with.
Well, she obviously was instrumental in your girlfriend's capture, so.
So I'm out for revenge. I don't care who you are and what you're doing. Which one of them's girlfriend was it that got captured?
Both of theirs.
Oh, they just... Oh, they're a triad. I've always
classic
wanted...
Classic love triangle.
I've always wanted
that. Well, why don't
That's
you
all
let
I've ever
me
wanted that
sleep
in my
with
life.
Your girlfriend?
I would be glad to do that, Adam. Please... Make my life more interesting.
Yeah.
Can we really do that? Let me see what I can do here.
Yeah. Oh, I fell off the ledge.
This guy kind of looks like us.
In real life?
No, I mean like look at our characters on the screen. And look at the guy we're fighting.
Well,
like,
he's wearing sunglasses. He's got purple hair, stupid boots. He's got cool white boots. He's got dumb...
He's got gray ones. He does suck.
What do you call them? Your moon boots? Or your... Yeah. What do you call them?
Yeah, moon boots. Fuck-up boots.
Your fuck-up boots.
Yes.
I was trying to remember what you called the space boots before. All right, I guess... is there any way to... You have to... This is what's interesting about the Master System is to pause the game. You have to literally
You have to bend down and accidentally turn it off a couple times.
Yeah, the pause button is on the console. And it's right next to the power switch?
Yes.
Oh, man. What and were any, they
and anyone who's had a Master System has turned it off on accident when they meant to pause it. I promise it's happened. I've done it.
Shouts out to our listeners in the UK.
Shouts out to anyone who accidentally turned off their Master System when they were trying to pause it. You know, because that's probably happened, you know, if you remember when you, you know.
Yes.
Back in the day. Is that what they say?
Yeah. Back in the old... back in the old flim.
Back when we were rollicking a frolic.
Back when we was in our fuck-up boots.
Back when we were wearing fuck-up boots. Back when it was all day glow. Back when it was all day glow fuck-up boots and Bowie knives.
And Bowie knives, yeah. Oh. David Bowie.
David Bowie? Yeah, that's right. He had a knife. He had a crazy knife. It was a crazy knife.
Oh, damn, I'll make you insane.
Oh, my damn, I'll make my life so crazy. Oh, my.
Has anyone, you know, ever called David Bowie out for being just a weird space miner?
Yeah. Has anyone ever called him out for how weird he seems?
Yeah, right?
Really? I mean, come on, is that guy, like, when are we going to just keep giving him a break? Why? Because he did a couple of songs people want to hear?
Yeah, a couple of top 40 songs.
Couple of big pop hits everyone liked.
Well, what pop? He said, "Let's Dance."
Cha-changes
was kind of a, well, that's like a modern day, like, I'll put it in the my movie. Oh, he was cool indie movie somewhere.
He was he was copying Billy Joel when he wrote that song.
Oh,
admittedly.
What song did he copy?
No, he just said he wanted to write a song like the style of Billy Joel.
What does he know about normal...
About normal, regular, down-to-earth people who
like
write
Billy...
honest songs.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, what the hell would he know about anything like that? Yeah, exactly.
That was his Young Americans record, essentially. It was just trying to be a normal black guy.
And I thought I always thought that album was like, you're not Warren Zevon, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Warren Zevon. What's your favorite Warren Zevon record?
I don't want to jump to saying it was Excitable Boy, but it's probably Excitable Boy.
Yeah, which is fair because that's of his 70s oeuvre.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that word? Oeuvre?
Oeuvre?
Yes, here. That was probably his best of that. Although
it's
self-titled,
just such a
people.
Just Warren Zevon.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really good too.
But I like his rockers, not his like French inhaler.
Well,
kind
no,
of
but
slower.
See, like Headless Thompson Gunner.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, that is one of his slower ones. But
and
classic.
That is a slower one, but it is driving.
Mm-hmm.
And Nighttime at the Switching Yards.
Mm-hmm.
That song is a rocker. I love that one.
Is that a scary song? It's about nighttime.
Well, I think all of his songs are about his work with the CIA, mostly.
Yeah, you've always said that he was a narc or something.
That he was part of the CIA's entertainment corps, that
really?
They used famous people. And they and that,
is that
and
how
then,
he got so far.
And part of these and part of the deal that these people make is their record's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
But they've got to be a spy.
How's that any different from like the Illuminati, Jay-Z?
It's not. It's the same thing. Like what people are referring to when they say Jay-Z's the Illuminati,
right,
is the same exact. It's the same exact system that's in place that was what Warren Zevon was doing. And Werewolves of London is about how he had to go find KGB agents at the MI6.
Yeah. I could see that.
And he was and they needed an outside guy, like from another intelligence agency who wasn't on the inside, who couldn't get affected.
And he said, "I'd like to meet her tailor."
Yeah, I'd like to meet his tailor. I saw...
Could it be any more clear than
obviously,
that?
Yeah. I'd like to meet his tailor.
Yeah. Like to know where he gets his
like,
fuck-up
boots.
Like,
where does he get his fuck-up boots, exactly?
Oh, now we're in, like, a... this reminds me of Golden Axe. Was Golden Axe ever put out for the...
Master System?
Yeah.
That's a Genesis title. That was, like, a big deal Genesis thing. That was, like, what... That was an arcade game, which, when it came out on Genesis, everyone was... super glad that instead of having to ditch school to play the game, they could go play the game.
Yeah.
That's what arcades were for, right? Like, ditching school in the 90s.
Or ditching your mom
something
at the
we
mall.
Were, yeah, something we were never... there was one arcade...
Uh-oh, we're stuck.
I remember. In Concord.
Mm-hmm.
Was the only arcade I ever really hung out at. And my mom... We would hang out there while my mom was working a split shift.
Yeah.
In between her shifts, we'd go to the mall and hang out. And that, I don't know. Probably not the best mall for kids to be fucking hanging out at on Super Rush.
Which one was it again?
Taylor worked there. I forget what it's called.
North? No, not, fuck.
In Concord.
Oh,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, when I lived in Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
Bolo!
Back when you were a San Francisco native?
Back when I was a fucking Bay Area kid, exactly, yeah. For a brief period
of time.
I grew
up in Oakland, Concord, Oakland.
Yeah. Concord, Pleasant Hill.
Don't ask me too much about my past.
Yeah, Pleasant Hill is not pleasant. I lived off Monument. It was horrible.
Pleasanton is not pleasant either.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, well, both got it. Got it wrong. Oh, yeah. Every time you move on to the next area, you lose an item. Can you comment on that?
Wait, what?
If you hold, you know, if you have,
if,
like,
oh, if I'm holding the rock, I can't bring the rock into the next area. What's up with that?
Yeah.
It seems like, you know...
Just not enough memory on the old
master system. Yeah, it would have started flashing too much.
Yeah. Your lights would have started flickering.
Yeah, so the power would have gone out. And,
oh, here's
oh, this is
thing.
Choppy. This is nice.
See, if you leave an enemy... You can't, like, just leave an enemy behind. You have to kill all of them.
Right. There's a... It's a... It is a... And it is a scorched earth. It's what we call a scorched earth policy.
Yeah.
Because we've signed the Double Dragon Treaty. Just like in that video game, Double Dragon. We are more powerful together.
Wait, was that from
this
something?
Is not... This is from a very old stand-up routine I did back in the Bush era.
Nice. Yeah, people, it seems like they want another Bush.
Yeah, they want someone they can impersonate and not be called racist.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of world is it where you can't lampoon the damn president?
Right?
Right.
We gotta get this guy out of office.
I want to be able to impersonate that guy, goddammit.
Yeah. Now we're fighting green-skinned punks, which I think if you were punk rock,
if you would so dye your skin green,
thing,
if you could have done that.
Ultimate thing.
Yeah. Well, you just fill the bathtub with about 8 ounces of high-concentrated food coloring and salt water, and then you just soak in there for a little while.
And then piss in it.
Then you gotta piss in it. And I had my,
I don't know.
And I had my girlfriend piss in it.
Yeah. oh, and a green abobo.
And then we had the abobo piss in it.
Dude,
he's nuts.
Yeah, Bobo's fucking crazy, man. He's gonna die soon.
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
He's gonna be fucking dead soon anyway. That dude's nuts.
Yeah.
The punks in Double Dragon, like, hanging out at their squatter house,
yeah.
Dyeing themselves green. Like, so when do you think those assholes are gonna show up so we can fight them? Like,
yeah.
He thought he could dye his hair blue and just be like, thought he'd have cred. Fuck him.
Yeah, that's true. That character does have blue hair.
Which just like, who does he think he is?
An old lady.
You just got an old lady car, didn't you?
I did. I got the Buick Century.
Century Custom.
Custom.
Yeah, not nice trim level there.
Oh, now this level, so now we're in the Sheik's private palace level.
Oh, this is like, yeah, this is like, you know, when Sega was just, like, trying to call out the Middle East on all their bullshit through the 80s and 90s.
Someone had to, yeah.
Well, you know what, Sega was, and, like, there's, like, the oil ocean level in Sonic 2, and, like, just, like, you know, all that stuff where it's just like, yeah, look at these oil-rich crazies who just...
Oh, we both died.
That's it, game over.
Well, we gotta keep going.
Okay.
We got about 20 minutes to beat this game.
Alright, first from right at the beginning. Later, toots.
Yeah, our girlfriend is punched.
Our,
into, The car is still in the garage, though.
Why don't we just take the car and run these guys all over?
It might not be our car. I mean, it starts you off there, but...
This is like our... No, it's like we're like in front of our house.
Paris Bueller's kind of...
Oh, like, yeah.
Dad's car.
Oh, you know, like, would... If you were Cameron... If you were Cameron... Speaking of Ferris Bueller's day off, like, if you were Cameron's dad, would you have pressed charges?
Oh.
On all of them?
For the car.
For them destroying the car... For them stealing the car.
Yeah.
And for them stealing and destroying the car.
I mean, that's the problem, is you'd also you'd also
I'd send my son away. I'd put him away for that. That is the most disrespectful thing a kid could do to his parent.
Didn't he want to put his kid into a military school?
He wanted to send him to military school, which probably would have, like, which, like, Cameron seemed
like
someone who would take to the discipline.
Yeah,
he would take to the discipline well, first of all. And, like, and yeah, sure, Cameron's dad, like, you know, he might have cared about his shit and his career more than that, but, like, you know, as a man, like, as a son, you've got to respect what your dad wants as a man.
Yeah.
And, like, looking at his car, geez, he keeps this car in the living room, and he keeps this car in the same house we all live in. Mm-hmm. Inside the house, he keeps this car. I wonder if he cares about it, and if it's, like, his prized possession or not.
Yeah.
Should I respect my dad, or let my manipulative friend fucking trick me into stealing it?
Yeah.
And face the consequences of such things, which...
And did he even get laid in that movie as
No,
result?
Dude, he did like not.
Ferris?
He got nothing.
So Ferris got laid, though, right?
I don't know.
I feel like someone got in, like, a hot tub with a girl or something. Or no, they all got in a hot tub with their female friend.
Yeah, with their one female friend who was only fucking Ferris. Or maybe that was a triad, we just didn't realize it.
Yeah, this is kind of... Double Dragon is kind of...
Which we're kind of bringing up, you know, some key 80s stuff. Like, you know, we're Cameron and Ferris like Double Dragon in any way, like...
There wasn't a Bobo in Ferris Bueller's, right?
Did they have to fight enough? Yeah, like it was the bouncer at some club they were trying to crash or something. Like when they were at the fancy restaurant and they got in the fight with the famous, like, Chicago Bear or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now, in this game, you can...
Keep in mind, I really didn't give a shit about anything that happened in Ferris Bueller's Day Off other than there was a Ferrari in it, and that was the only... And the only thing I was thinking of in that movie while watching it was, oh, if that was my car, I would straight murder these kids. There'd be a hole in the forest behind my house waiting for their bodies, and they're all gonna die.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember, like, the classic Full House episode.
Oh, the Rambler. Yeah, the Rambler American, where they crash Uncle Joey. And then
Through the living room.
They did that in a Sinbad, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Sinbad the Sailor?
No, Sinbad, the comedian with the sitcom.
He had a sitcom?
Yes. Called Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the car getting crashed through the house gets used a lot. But I liked the particular car they used in that Full House episode, because it was the, it was the AMC Rambler, which is just like...
Was that a shitty car?
That's just like, that was like the cheapest car you could buy in the 60s, yeah. There was like a Chevy Corvair, a VW Bug, a Studebaker Lark, and an AMC Rambler.
Yeah.
And these were like your Ford Focuses of the 60s.
Was there ever an episode where she got arrested for skipping a BART fare?
Oh, for where DJ skipped her Muni fare, yeah.
Vaulted the turnstiles.
Where DJ jumps the turnstiles.
It's funny, yeah. They never touched
they
on
They never focus on any San Francisco settings in that show. Like, they show the setup to go inside the house, and other than...
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, other than
where they were.
But
living.
See, here's the thing: like they were like he was a TV. Like they were all rich, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's not a San Francisco any of us would know anyway.
Right. That's right. True. Why would they have on BART?
What the hell would she be doing in BART?
Yeah, she like goes to the mall.
And why did he drive a Ford Taurus?
Oh yeah. Why? All these questions.
Yeah.
What did they think that life was about?
Like, right, you're a morning show host. Why would you ever put that in a game? I can punch my teammate.
I was actually...
Ah! Why?
I mentioned on that earlier.
Like, Adam, if we were, like, if suddenly we were in a flea market, if we were, like, out at the flea market and suddenly it was Double Dragon and we were just fighting hella dudes, would you mistakenly punch me ever?
If I was fighting really fast.
Okay. So you're saying
because it could happen
in real life, you're saying it should be in the game. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if someone was fighting, we were fighting a bunch of people and someone, you were in the way of someone I was fighting, I'd punch you to get you out of the way of the person I was fighting.
That could be done more of a toss, I think. I don't want to get punched.
Well, yeah. I mean,
fuck that. I'm not getting... Don't fucking punch me if we're ever in a street fight, goddammit.
Yeah.
Watch your fucking punches. Swing at the bad guys and don't hit me.
I get that.
Luckily, that'll only happen to us in this scenario when we play Double Dragon.
Yes. I can't imagine, like...
Like, we're powering through it this time. We're already here, to this part, where we're, like, at the elevator.
Oh, but I keep dying.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't
Oops,
have...
Oops, I'm sorry, I thought that was the enemy. Again, in a fight, this could happen. I could confuse you for an enemy of mine.
Yeah, well, it's orthodox. I'm not questioning the orthodoxy of it. Actually, that's exactly what I was questioning. Yeah. So you're saying it's totally orthodox, and that in a street fight, you could accidentally punch your teammate.
Yeah, God, look at how many people they're fighting. After a while, it all looks the same.
So I had an idea for a game for either a punch-em-up.
It all looks like punk rockers to beat up.
Right. I had an idea for a punch-em-up or a fighting game.
Yeah.
It's called Button Mashers.
Yeah.
And the combos are all scrambled.
Oh!
Yeah. So you have to button mash in order to... The combos are never consistent. Like, you have to button mash in order to get them to do a combo. So every time you do a combo, it's going to be a different combination of buttons every time.
Yeah.
And it's like tournament button masher, tournament fighter.
Was it you that I talked about this idea with? Because I feel like someone else mentioned to me the idea of a button mashing fighter.
I think we might have been talking about that when we were playing games at that
party.
At the party, yeah. That might have been when that came up first, but the listeners aren't supposed to know that.
Right. the shady back.
Yeah, the shady back shit that we've all talked about. Oh no, we haven't planned any of this stuff we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about any of it before. This is super spontaneous.
There was something we were talking about that I said save for the podcast.
Your car. Your granny car.
No.
Yeah, you said, we'll talk about that on the podcast.
Well, it's unrelated to Double
it's
Dragon.
Totally unrelated to Double Dragon, other than old ladies have blue hair sometimes.
Which might not be true anymore,
Ranma.
Yeah, Ranma. That was was this designed by Ranma?
I saw the Ranma one half fighting game at a thrift store.
Oh.
We should go get it in a minute.
Ooh, dude, why don't you ever pick these up for
I
me?
I will.
Man?
I will next time. I'm sorry. I promise I always will.
Or at least tell me, like, Adam, the Ranma half game is for sale.
That's not a fun game, though.
You've played it?
Yes.
And you don't like it? It's a fighting game
where you can be a panda. All right, look, we'll go get it. No one's bought it yet, I promise.
Where is this?
It's a thrift town.
All right.
Let's go now. Let's just turn this crap off and go buy a game.
We still have another half an hour of the show to do.
Someone might buy it. It's Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know, dude.
Who buys all the games at thrift stores before I do?
Honestly, they're probably still there.
All right, we'll go see. We'll go see. We'll have an update on that.
It's just, yeah, you know, if I had an SNES...
I live in San Francisco. I can't find any fucking old... One time, I stumbled upon a treasure trove of NES games. I got Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, fucking... what was that one? The Ninja Gaiden 2, Bionic Commando,
Dragon Warrior?
No, I did not get Dragon Warrior. But they're all like classic. Oh, Little Nemo.
Yeah, Little Nemo. Oh, yeah.
Classic, like, you know, NES titles, platforming titles, in a bin at this one thrift store. I'm like, oh. And I just, it was the first time I ever bought NES games retroactively. And I was just like, it's just going to be like this, you know, every so
often. It's always going to be like this.
No,
oh, then
even.
The bat disappears. Bullshit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. When you walk off a screen, your item...
So you're saying I'm taking these finds for granted.
Yes.
Okay.
Living in Sacramento.
I'm taking my 19 thrift stores. I'm taking it for granted.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but you know, I guess at the same time, I don't really. I stopped thrifting
so you,
as much.
So you envy me
just,
living here in Sacramento.
In some ways, yes.
Nice.
That jump is hard to make. All right.
Did you mention in doing one of these with Matt? To Matt?
Yes, I did.
How did he feel about that?
He said he's busy because he's doing a, he has a new job. So.
Oh, he has a new job.
Yeah, I even told him he could come along with us to the flea market today.
Oh my God, all he had to do was come with, you know what, no, that's fine. I would have liked to have, all I'm going to say is I really would have enjoyed that. That would have been fun.
He would have had a lot of
He would have had fun, we would have had fun.
To offer about these games, because he does like retro games.
He loves this stuff, I don't understand.
Our friend
does
Matt.
Does he not love us?
Someone who doesn't love us that much, apparently.
His heart's not in it, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh man!
You have continues. Yeah, I feel like we both share our continues, but that's a good idea to have shared.
Well, that's how it is in general.
Because then, if someone dies, the other person isn't long to die before them. Even if you know what I'm saying. Like in some games, you have a certain amount of continues, and your other friend
your
is
friend,
better
and
you
than can't you. Trade. Yeah,
and
like Streets of Rage, someone will always keep going.
Yeah, you have to just sit there and tell them, no, it's fine. You can.
It's cool. Keep going. You're doing really good. Keep going.
Yeah, beat it. Whatever.
Yeah, you're doing really good. Keep going. Right. Exactly. Whereas,
well, if you have manners.
Well, no, that
a
was
lot
like
of people don't have
when,
manners.
No,
can we
my,
talk about that?
Yeah, like okay, some people like, can we pick a 2-player game?
Mm-hmm.
Or the person who is like, oh, can I just play this 1-player game?
Yeah.
People just don't have manners.
Actually, you know, I'd say or you could trade off on a 1-player game.
That's fine. Yeah, don't hog up. Yeah, I'm, and if you've ever played any N64, you're used to that.
Do they don't have that many 2-player titles?
They're pretty... Like, that's why GoldenEye was such a breakout hit.
Hmm. Yeah, N64 didn't really... I don't know, you have...
They have 4 controller ports, and it just seems like all the games were 1-player.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, maybe that's...
Then, the ones that were multiplayer were just breakout hits. Like
yeah,
your,
that's true.
Like your Mario Karts, and your GoldenEyes, and your what's that other one that everyone liked? Mario Party.
Turok.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you've got, like, just, you know, dismal one-player shit like Earthworm Jim 3D.
Ugh, yeah. Was Clay Fighter 63 and a 3D?
I have that. I have it. We can play that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Frosty.
Frosty Ichiban Clay.
I remember with the original Clay Fighters, like,
okay,
me trying
now
to
the
convince
original...
my parents to buy it for me because they were just clay and it wasn't real violence.
Yeah. Good angle.
There's also, like, a checklist of things to tell your parents the reasons why they should get you Clay Fighter. In a Nintendo Power, there's an ad that had, like, a checklist of things to show your parents to convince them to buy you that game for you.
Really?
And I was like, oh, cool!
I'll try this.
Yeah.
I'll try this tongue-in-cheek ad on my parents.
Yeah. Suffice to say, it didn't work.
On your parents? No. How did anything ever work on your parents?
Oh, you
I'm sure... No, your parents were probably just like, well, I don't know. That's probably the last you heard of anything.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
We'll see, Adam.
We'll see, and that's it.
I wanted so much
Only
out
the
of
Lord
my
knows. There you go.
I wanted to buy me so many video games, and they didn't, but you know what? I don't hold that against them, because my kid was trying to tell me, I want to play you... Can you buy me the new Yu-Gi-Oh game? I'd be like, no. That I don't want
to
play that.
That doesn't seem
that
fun.
That doesn't
to
seem
me.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'm old. I just like watching these stupid shows.
I like Mad Men. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Mad Men. Remember when you used to be able to smoke inside?
Yeah
exactly.
And our kid will just be like,
what?
And then when he gets older, he'll complain like, I was poor growing up.
We
my
were
dad
poor.
Didn't
my
buy
dad,
me
like,
all these
and
video
it's like,
games.
That's the thing. Get him. Like, you know, we had a Blockbuster membership. I didn't even know they sold... I didn't even know video games were something you could buy.
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue that that was something people actually did. parents who had all that shit, and right. I thought it was the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
You did?
I did because I knew that no one was ever going to buy me that shit, and if I wanted all these
and
games,
no one was going to hang out with you unless you owned
and that socially they thought they were cooler than other people, and they were.
Yeah,
because they did have better games.
I genuinely,
but they, like the people I'm specifically thinking of, the two kids I'm. Their fucking parents bought them everything, and like
to
they're
avoid
and they're and their living room, yes, to, in order for them to continue being self involved assholes, right? No, and then this was their agenda, and their fucking living room looked like a Blockbuster video in there. They had every movie.
Oh wait,
every this, system, every fucking yeah. game. Like it was.
This is important though. This Abobo character seems to only want to attack you. You keep running and I keep hitting him from the back. How can we lose?
Wow.
How can we lose?
Like, let me go back the other way. Oh, no, he's not going to let... Oh, wow.
Pass him. Pass a Bobo.
Nice.
Now I'm going to throw a rock at his head.
He doesn't like me because we have the same pants on. And nice. It's like we showed up with the same outfit and he's just... You can't deal with it.
Yeah. Okay, now here's the level we always die at.
This is where we died last time. We made it back.
Yeah, it's weird platforming kind of stuff, but that shouldn't...
That shouldn't be in this game. Stuff that was like, oh, maybe we'll put some Ninja Gaiden shit in here.
And now, how do you avoid...
Okay, what do we do?
I just got hit by the spear. I guess there's no other way to avoid it.
I didn't get hit. You just go to the edge. Close to the edge. Close to the edge.
But don't...
Close to the edge. Get the knife.
Fall down the edge.
Ah! Fuck!
Ugh.
Do I still have the knife? I did.
Oh, it says something about... Alright.
Is it good? The computer's
yeah, it's good.
Okay, alright.
Sorry, I just had to... It said that it was... There's some feedback that was happening.
High, four, game over. High score, 14-970.
Wow. We gotta try and beat this game.
Wow.
Something
that is just slightly less far than me and Colin got.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man.
I think we got past that last guy who killed us, and that's as far as I've been in the game so far.
Yeah, it seems really hard to get any further then.
Well, we need to not die early on is the thing. We need to not be dying.
I like that strategy of we figure out who a Bobo is attacking.
Like, right, which a Bobo is our best friend. Like, which one has a... Which a Bobo has a crush on which one of us.
Mm-hmm. So, those were two 15-minute segments of time. If we...
All right, so we get... All right, so let's look at the numbers here. So that took 15 minutes and 15 minutes to get that far, which isn't... Do you know how many levels there are in this game?
No. Can we find that out in the manual, maybe?
I don't know. Let me check.
Pause it by bending over.
All right, let me just bend forward here.
Game.
Press on the console and pause it. Wonderful design.
All right. Those... We got to take a break for a second.
We're
going to
read
the
instructions. We're going to take a break for a second. Yeah. Oh, 420. Uh-oh.
It's 420 somewhere.
It's 420 somewhere.
Anyways.
Again.
We are going to consult.
All right. Mission 1, mission 2, mission 3. All right, we keep getting to the last level.
Really?
And yeah.
Oh, my God. Should we just restart it now and play just without making any mistakes?
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much at the last... Because, see, look, we're... That's the Black Warriors headquarters.
Oh, wow.
With the spear.
Turn the page.
So,
is there any more
missions?
No,
that's it. We're on the last stage. Like I said, me and Colin came very close to beating this game.
Let's beat this damn game.
Fucking beat this game!
Let's restart it, because we already took some hits that weren't necessary. Let's beat this
game.
It's great. By the way, as far as graphics and everything's concerned, you know, the opening title sequence is pretty good.
Looks better than the NES version.
Really?
It just flashes more. That's the only...
Okay, but see, the NES version wasn't that developed by those guys who did River City Rampage, and all the original beat-em-ups were done let me just check the box here if it says who developed this. I wonder if it was Sega. It says Sega made the game on the box. But they had third-party developers, didn't they?
I'm pretty sure all the Master System games were made by Sega, which is an interesting thing. They were taking, like, a Nintendo-y approach to it.
Okay. Well, Nintendo had third-party developers.
They did have publishers. Yes, they did have. You're right.
Maybe not originally in the Famicom days. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about who actually created this game in the manual.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Master System games is you will only see Sega branding on it. Right. They won't acknowledge any publishers or any other companies or any of the people who worked on it. Yeah, they're just like, you know, once you were in with Sega, you pretty much said, okay, I'm a Sega man now, which I guess is true, but when your game winds up on a handful of systems, you know, it's also not true. But if you were to compare screenshots between the two games, you would see the differences. Not so much that you're playing different games, but...
Well, let me be honest for a second about something. I thought for a moment that we were not actually going to beat a game in an hour together after the pollen display in a fantasy car. Oh, run away. Uh-oh. Okay, my idea is dumb.
No, your idea is working.
Well, when there's like tons of people on this screen, there's not much you can do. But... you know, when it comes down to like
one-on-one, a lot of it's man-on-man.
Yeah,
but us not punching each other. Oh, did you see me do that sweet roundhouse kick?
No, I missed that.
I need to see if I can do it again.
Okay, run away, and let's see if this guy, he'll follow you. Wait, so he won't try and even punch me. Watch, just...
Huh!
See?
Oh, wow! Okay, so whoever they see first is who they go after.
So...
Oh, wow!
So you should try and kill him now before another guy... Okay, never mind. And there's more than one guy chasing us. Bobo wants my ass now. But you are preoccupied, I understand. I'll just whip him to death. You take care of those assholes.
Just whip him! Whip!
Oh, man, I whipped the fuck
down
out of Bobo.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. All right,
now you run away. Oh, she wants me. Okay, let's take on... See what happens.
Whip.
Uh-oh, now she wants you.
Okay, we got him. Wrong Donald-looking-ass bitch.
Yeah. And I lose my whip onto the next phase. Project Dragon Team.
Project Dragon Team! Oh, you want to jump-kick me, huh?
Well, we both jump-kicked each other in the air. You want to handle this mohawk for me, bro?
Yeah, bro!
Thanks, bro. He's not going down.
He's going down.
Here, let me throw this barrel. If you scoot for a second, I can throw this giant... Andrew!
Wait, save it for the Abobo! I'm dead. Alright, that's one life. Alright.
See, that's what I'm saying, like... You know, Abobo's shit. Now it's your turn. Fight Abobo. He will not attack you. He will not attack you. He's off to me. Right? I guess I will have to attack.
I got another guy here. Right. He'll attack me. It's okay, though. We got it.
Oh, no.
We got this.
Oh, now he wants you. Okay, I'm going to club him in the back while he's fighting. This one goes down. He can change which character he's after. This is working.
This is working! Yes!
I think maybe we both have used one continue. Maybe. Alright, so I just want to see if there's an item. Can you get this lady, please? You notice... Like, when they're going after me, you get them.
always. Unless there's multiple people in this group. If it's just one woman, you can fight her and she will not...
She's not attacking me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so this is woman I can hear. Alright, folks, if you're listening out there, you're playing Double Dragon on Master System.
This is key. Yeah. The first person the guy attacking is going to go after is only going to attack that person. So player two can just go punch him in the back.
Mm-hmm. Until they change their mind.
Until they change their mind, which sometimes they do, but for the most part, this system is very effective.
Yeah.
In that you've got, you'll take no hits. You'll take next to no hits.
Yeah, hurt that woman more. She's coming after me. Alright.
Whoa.
I can hit this man.
Whoa, you hit me.
No, that was Jason.
Okay.
Ugh. Sorry, man. Yeah, you gotta change direction sometimes. There we go.
Alright.
On to the next one.
Alright. I'm gonna make you get rid of the bat when we get to the next one.
Yeah, we got about 14 minutes left to beat this
game. I think we're gonna have this. Oh, dynamite! Run!
Is he going? Okay, he's going after you. Go the other way. You're faster than a lot of the enemies, which is nice. It's a slippery. Yeah,
this is actually kind of working.
Yeah. Oh, now he wants to fight me. I don't want to fight me. Okay, sorry.
It's alright. Boosh! Kick him!
Yeah, just drop kicking.
Boom!
Again. It's so satisfying to jump kick your enemies in this game.
Boom!
Alright.
Alright. Okay, so we're at the girders now.
Steel girders. Back when that was profitable business, girdering.
Back when skyscrapery was something people still did.
There we go. Teamwork. Oh man. Can I get up on these boxes up here? Nope. Okay. Punching, fighting, kicking, do it. Yeah, it's right. It's cool to punch a fool. Punch them all.
Punch a fool. Cool. It's cool to punch a fool.
I did this great, like, elbow.
Yeah, no, I just doing the thing where you get him in a lock and just start.
Alright, I got this guy. You back off.
We don't have the box now either.
Okay, one's after me and one's after him. We gotta take them out ourselves.
We actually have to fight guys head to head here.
Right, I got this guy now. Oh no, never mind. You got him. He's not. Oh. Hey, let me know if I'm yelling too much stuff at you and it's.
You're fine. You're the game lords here.
Oh, wait. He's got me. Now you get him. Beat him up. Help me! Help me, Andrew! There you go. Get this man.
Kill him.
And this is an area where a lot of one-on-one happens, so you get this guy. He's like the boss. It's so great. Yeah, boss battles are perfect because it's just one guy on screen. Kick his ass.
He's just following you.
Yes, you kick his ass.
Combo. Punch him in the back.
Combo moves.
He headbutted you.
Into death.
Now.
He still wants me. Get him. Turn around, fight him, he won't fight you. Get him more. Don't let him hurt me. Alright. So there you go. You can literally get in front of his
Yes,
face.
I know. He won't. He's not punching me. Yeah. That's insane. Okay, the enemies are only going to hit one guy.
Mission 3 of
all
four,
right? Alright, threw the knife at you.
Yeah, it sucked. You did. Is this classic music, too?
Yes. Oh, but dynamite. Oh, look out.
Ugh. Yeah, I think it was Psygnosis. No, who was it? Fuck. I think it was Psygnosis who put out, you know, the games like River City Ransom and...
River City Ransom?
Yes.
That's a name of a game?
It's a name of a very good
that,
game.
I'm calling myself that from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Ransom is one of your...
It's my middle name.
Yes. Yeah, oh wow, that works.
Fucking
well.
That works great. I am River City Ransom. Oh, I love it. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, is it Technos or Signo? I forget, man, but they put out all these games. Oh yeah, this is your guy. You can fight him. Like River City Ransom and these versions of Dodgeball and where the plot of each one was pretty much about, like, hey, some dude beat up your girlfriend. Let's go.
Yeah, no, her. I love that. Like, hey, she just got raped by this dude. Kill him. I love it.
Yeah.
Fucking kill him.
Yeah. Beat him up.
Revenge time.
And all the punk rockers that just stood
that just didn't care. They just didn't care.
Yeah.
They just went along with this horrible, this horrible agenda.
They co-signed on this. patriarchal fantasy of race. Is rape a patriarchal fantasy?
I guess. I don't know. Ask some patriarchal swine about that.
Yeah. Oh, well, this guy's a bat. Oh, I have a bat. Haha. But the bat sucks.
The bat flies away, yes.
They kick you, and then your bat is gone. And you fall down, and he laughs. And I die. Ah, damn it. There has to be some kind of... There should be some health.
I mean, is there health in this game?
Ah!
You bat me! Yeah!
That Batman. Oh,
and no more bat.
Come on up here, buddy. Let's walk together. It's true brothers.
They walk funny.
I will say. Oh, you run, you can run away.
I'll
kill you. Yeah, just... No, run away.
Draw him out. Yeah, okay.
I'll show you how
he won't hit you. Wow.
They're both after me now.
Oh! Fell in the water. We're at the bridge right now.
Yep.
Fighting the Abobo. Integral part of the game. Key battle.
He's after me.
You know, it flashes so much, it's hard to tell who's who on the screen sometimes.
Yeah, I could see that. Alright, now we... Yeah, looks like there's someone across the bridge waiting for us. Oh, I should have waited and let you kill them while they waited for me.
Kind of how we've been doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I love having the whip. It's
the
only
whip
weapon
great. Back, down. Yes, yeah. Alright, I just used to continue.
I don't even know how many continues we have.
I'm sure the instruction manual would tell us, alright, I should go over there and fight, because our normal plan isn't working right now.
Well, they're chasing me.
No, she's chasing me.
Okay, yeah, now we have our own problems to deal with. How do they always combo me out before I can combo them?
Ah! Got the whip. Oh god.
Oh, I have the whip. No, I don't.
The control point is being contested. like red and blue right now.
Yeah, it's classic. It's, no. Vampires and Klansmen. Classic,
classic as, toast, Double Dragon.
Toast versus meat.
Classic as grilled versus cheese.
Yeah. I'm gonna just whip this a bogo to death.
Yes. Wait, back
we
down.
Can, we can trade. We can trade. People are fighting. And win.
We just won anyway.
Is this the last level?
No, we gotta go for a couple more fights over here with the rock and.
We got 6 minutes to beat this game. Let's just go.
Oh, I threw a rock at you.
You sure did. Oh, well. Alright, let's go. No time to hide. The beast that lurks inside.
Oh, man. Ah!
Yeah, some of these guys, it's just impossible to win unless you just, like... Somehow I keep getting them in these leg locks and punching them. Alright, you run ahead. I'll get them.
Oh, God, I gotta...
Get him!
Ah.
Nice.
I gotta piss so bad right now.
Oh, man, there's no time for
I know.
Push start.
Eat the rock. Ugh. Oh, the abobo. Oh, he's throwing me. Oh, God. He's going to eat me. Oh, God.
Run away, run away.
I'm trying. Oh, I died.
Let me get him.
Oh. Hey, abobo. Are you going to come get me? Oh, now he wants to hit you.
Just button mash in there. Oh, two abobos. I'm curious, you get mine, I'll get yours. Why are we having this stupid problem? Obviously.
I'm not hitting mine for some reason.
Yeah, just run away from them. You get the bottom one, don't get the one chasing you.
Oh, okay.
I know it's seems counter.
Yeah, I get you.
Alright, so now this guy's all mine. You run around him again. Go my way, real quick. Yeah, pass him.
Oh,
go over him.
He's throwing me again. You got him.
Alright, two dead abobos later. Oh, we still gotta beat the green people. I feel like we're doing worse than we did the first time.
You do?
I don't know, do you?
No.
Okay.
We're doing about the same.
Is it good for you?
I don't think our skill level
do
is...
Do you like it? Does it feel good to you?
I guess.
Yeah? I don't know,
you're not enjoying this?
I mean, I guess. I just want to make sure you're enjoying it.
I'm trying. I kind of got to go to the bathroom, you know, that can kind of...
We can pause it. Well, but it's so hard to pause now.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right. You're going to take a brief moment to pause, and then we'll see what happens.
Further away from pink hair.
You need to
get the rock.
Yeah.
No, I can't get the rock.
Yeah. Alright, let's recollect. We convene.
Oh, he's throwing me.
Okay, now he wants you. I'm gonna attack him. You get pink.
Alright.
Which one's pink?
Which one's pink again?
And I'll tell you the name of the game, boy. You call it Riding the Gravy Train.
Call it Riding the Gravy Train.
Yeah. I see where he's going. Alright, I got Bobo. He went away. Wait, no. He wants me now. He's throwing me.
I told you. He'll start throwing you. I got him. Killed you.
Nice.
You green Bobo.
Yeah.
Alright. Last level, here we are.
Alright, here we go, folks. This is the moment of truth, of destiny. Tie a pink ribbon round the old breast tree.
Tie a pink zip tie round the toilet pipe.
Uh-oh. Round. How do we not get killed by these spears here? There's a part where these pig demons flash wield spears at you.
These ox men. Alright, this is... Alright, yes.
This is good.
This is good. This is good. He's gonna throw the knife.
Who does he want to hurt?
He's gonna throw the knife. He's gonna throw it at me.
So I have to hurt him. And you have to hurt him, because now he wants to hurt me. Here he comes, get him.
Got him. Yeah. Alright. Ah! Watch that edge. That's spikes down there.
That's the
jagged being that this edge. Is, being that this is a Sega game, there are spikes.
Yes, you can count on this. If you go up enough, I think you're fine.
Oh, yeah, you just go underneath them. Oh, yeah, okay. Nice. Just
like what you would... Wait a second, maybe not. Whoa, you're throwing dynamite
yes.
now.
Yes.
Never before in the history of this game. Alright. I have no continues. Fuck. It's up to you.
Okay, here I go. And... that is it.
Alright, guys. We played Double
we
Dragon.
We totally just beat Double Dragon. We win.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. That last boss fight was sure... I sure know what happens in that.
Oh, there I see it. It's Technos, Japan Corporation, 1988.
Technos.
Reprogrammed game at Sega in 1988. So Sega took the Technos game and reprogrammed it.
Well, we got that settled, finally.
Okay, guys.
Well, we came super close to beating Double Dragon. We're game lords. That means we have a lot of games.
Folks, if you want to recommend a game to us to play on a... You know,
if you'd like to hear us talk and play a game...
Yeah, email us, please. Lords of the Game. That's Lords with a Z. Lords with Lords of the Game at gmail.com. Please send us an email. We've been receiving lots of feedback lately on the show, and we're happy to
receive your feedback.
I'm going to read one of them right now. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Who's it from?
Brad Walsh from Indiana.
Wonderful, from South Bend, Indiana.
Let me just wait for it to load up here. All right, Brad Walsh says, "Hey guys, enjoy the show. I want to know if you guys can play my favorite game, Fester's Quest, for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Great work, guys. I'm having lots of laughs listening to you." Thanks, Brad. I want to say that, yes, that is on the
playlist.
Also, I want to continue to encourage people to keep giving us the great reviews on iTunes. I don't know why they're good, but everyone else seems to really want them on their podcasts. So, do that for us as well.
Yeah, please, if you're reviewing other people's podcasts, please review this podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, I tried it. I tried reviewing. Lately, I've been reviewing other people's podcasts, you know? And, you know, it's something that's easy to do and I'm sure makes them very happy. So, yeah, anyways, thanks for listening. And we will come back with a new...
With an all-new episode, all-new game, all-new system, all-new city, all-new setting, all-new time, same bat channel, same time, same place, Lords of the Game!
Lords of the Game.